This is the first part in a pair of reports to be aired this week.
Hello, welcome to your District Ranger update for March 2017. This is Elizabeth McNichols, District Ranger for the Warm Springs and James River districts of the George Washington and Jefferson National Forests. Thank you for this opportunity to talk with you each month. District news. The Atlantic Coast Pipeline, or ACP, is a proposed project that would cross 15.9 miles of the George Washington National Forest, the GWNF, in Virginia, and 5.1 miles of the Monongahela National Forest in West Virginia. The comment deadline for Atlantic Coast Pipeline's proposed route is fast approaching. All comments must be sent to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, FERC, including those pertaining to national forest lands. Comments must be sent to FERC on or before April 6, 2017. Visit the FERC.gov website to learn how to provide comments through e-filing, email, mail, or public meetings. The ACP is FERC Certificate Proceeding Docket Number CP15-555. Sub-dockets are CP15-554-000 for the original application and CP15-554-001 for the amended application. FERC will consider all comments in their analysis of this project. Because the Forest Service is a cooperating agency, FERC will forward all comments pertaining to the national forests to the Forest Service. We welcome your involvement and encourage your comments on this proposal. FERC, as the lead agency, and the Forest Service as a cooperating agency, will respond to all comments in the final environmental impact statement. If FERC issues a Certificate of Public Convenience and Necessity, or CPCN, the Forest Service will use the final environmental impact statement to make decisions on National Forest System lands. The Forest Service will decide whether to 1. Authorize a right-of-way for natural gas transmission across National Forest lands. 2. Amend the George Washington and National Forest Plan to transfer 103 acres of national forest land into a land allocation for management of utility corridors, or Management Area 5C. And 3, amend project-specific standards in the GWNF Forest Plan to temporarily waive some resource protection requirements and allow for the construction, operation, and maintenance of the ACP. There is not a comment period when FERC issues the final EIS. When FERC issues a final EIS, they will decide whether to issue a Certificate of Public Convenience and Necessity. Again, we encourage your comments, and you can submit comments through the FERC website at FERC.gov.
For the second in this pair of reports from USFS Warm Springs and James River Districts, Ranger Elizabeth McNichols' report. Please stay tuned to Allegheny Mountain Radio.